was having trouble. What a sad, sad story. Needed a new leader to restore its former glory.
Where was he? Where could that man be?
We looked around, and then we found the man for you and me.
And now it's
springtime for Hitler and Germany.
There it is.
Deutschland is happy and gay.
Yeah, that stuck in my head.
Of course.
You know that.
Max, this has been an earworm for me also.
We're marching at a faster pace.
Right. Come on out and join the master
race. Look out, here comes the master race. You know, Mel Brooks doesn't know music, can't write a note, can't read a note.
He wrote a lot of songs.
Yes, he turns on a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And he sings, and he clearly was raised and schooled on great show tunes, right?
Well, Tin Pan Alley. He was a musician. He was a drummer.
Okay, so... And that's where good music comes from. It's people that have been schooled on good music and exposed to good music.
Yeah,
you're not doing our audience any service at all, Ken, playing that crap you play every Wednesday.
I was born in Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Rolf.
Call me Rolf.
Yeah. Now, that's the first song. That's a great song.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
These are rhymes.
Exactly.
That's a libretto.
All right, guys, enjoy.
Thanks, Max.
Max comes through. That's a song that's going to be in my head. I could sing that even if I had never heard it. I was familiar with it, obviously.
Yeah.
But even if I had never heard it, I believe I would have loved it and remembered it. It would have stuck.
Oh, you got to see the Mel Brooks documentary.
So I've heard good things.
You know how good it is?
Tell me.
It's in two parts.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
It's too good for one part.
Yes, exactly. Part one goes up to the producers.
I don't care.
And then part two is...
his later years.
Blazing Saddles on Forward.
Later years. Yeah.
Show of shows, baby. He reminds me a lot of you, that Mel Brooks.
Well, that's high praise.
Yeah.
Because he's bald.
Well, he's Jewish.
Yes, check.
Bald.
Check. Check.
Funny.
I like to think I have something to offer.
Is up every night until 3 a.m., sleeps till noon.
I met him once.
Oh, really? Tell us the story.
I was working at...
A cocktail bar?
No, I was working with... I was at 20th Century Fox working with a producer.
Uh-huh.
Stewart. I can't remember his last name now. Gosh darn it. And... oh, my gosh. Wait.
Copeland?
Look up the Elephant Man. He was a producer on the Elephant Man. It's driving me crazy. Oh, Kornfeld. Stuart Kornfeld. Working with Stuart Kornfeld at 20th Century Fox.
Mel Brooks was the... that was in his...
Yes, he had worked with Mel Brooks.
His company.
And I was talking, and Mel Brooks' name came up, and Stuart Kornfeld said this. Do you want to meet him? That's what Stuart Kornfeld said.
Wow.
Do you want to meet him? He was down the hall.
Uh-huh.
I said, sure. I'd love to meet Mel Brooks, right? Who wouldn't,
yeah.
right?
Hell yeah.
You want me to continue with this story?
Yes.
Do I have you hooked?
Yes.
That's how a hook works, by the way.
Okay.
Walk down the hall with Stuart Kornfeld.
Uh-huh.
Mel Brooks was looking at posters, promotional material for a movie that he had done called the World War II movie.
Oh, yeah.
To Be or Not to Be. Right?
Yeah.
He had done a remake of that.
Oh, yeah, with Anne Bancroft.
Right. So he was looking at promotional material. He was in his office. We interrupted. Knock, knock, knock. Stuart Kornfeld said, hey, I'd like you to meet my friend Andy Brackman. He does amazing sketches. Because I was working at Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
So sketches mean, you know, that's what Saturday Night Live is comprised of, right?
Right.
So that's how I was introduced to Mel Brooks. And then Mel Brooks said this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love cartoons. I love a good cartoon. Nothing like a good cartoon. He thought by sketches I was a cartoonist.
Oh yeah.
He misunderstood sketches.
Oh.
I guess he thinks maybe I should have said skits. Maybe
right,
Stuart said.
Right.
Okay. So then I had this moment. Do I correct him?
Oh no. Oh no no no. So did you pretend then that you were a cartoonist?
I said, well, that's very kind of you. Actually, by sketches I think Stuart meant skits. And by then his attention had wandered off and he was back. Looking at posters.
You blew it.
Yeah, that was my one moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, the misunderstanding. That's my one recollection.
Oh my God, your whole career could have been different.
No, it would not have been different.
Yeah.
No, nothing could have saved my career. there ain't nothing that would have saved my career.
You should have done your cartoonist character.
Even George Martin producing my next movie.
So you're gone for 2 weeks.
Well, maybe you can try me on the ship.
Yeah, we're going to try you on the ship. Andy is literally going on a cruise by himself.
What's wrong with that? What's so strange?
An 11-day cruise by himself to write a script, to write episode number 10 of his forthcoming TV show.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
Beth has, they have to lock in the itinerary, not the itinerary,
uh-huh.
What's the list of passengers? There's a word for it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. The manifest.
Yes.
Okay. They have to lock it in by tomorrow. Okay. So Beth has one night to change her mind.
Oh, so you're looking for, you could take a guest.
Well, I could add Beth. Well, I can
assuming,
only add Beth.
Assuming that Beth doesn't want to go, you could take somebody
else. No. Well, I have one room. Who am I going to share the room with?
You could share it with Annie.
Who's Annie?
Annie called with the Guns N' Roses song.
Well, I was glad she called, but yeah. I'm not going to share a room with anyone.
How about Kev Licky?
No, it's Beth or no one. That's the whole point. And I have one night I have one night to get her to
Onyx.
No, I don't think.
Onyx is a young boy.
I'm not. Oh wait, tell me more about Onyx.
Well, he lives at the Bat Ranch.
Go ahead.
He's a big K-pop fan.
You called him young. How young is he?
I guess he's too old for you.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the room I have, unfortunately, is not soundproof.
Are you on port side or?
I'm not going to.
Starboard.
I'm scared to tell you where my room is. That's what I think of our audience. I'm scared to tell them.
Well, thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter this week.
Thanks, Jeremiah. It was great. That was a great newsletter. Did Pam sign off on this idea?
Yes, she did.
Well, Pam, what were you thinking?
This is WFMU East Orange.
Pam,
WMFU.
Pam, you got to do better, Pam.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
With our producer.
Yeah.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
The old hometown looks the same. As I step down from the train, there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, there runs Sherry with hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me. I'm preaching, smiling sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green grass of home. The old house is still standing. Paint is cracked and dry. There's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Oh yeah. Down the lane I walk with my love Sherry, with hair of gold and lips just like cherries. It's good to touch the green grass of home. Around me, at the four gray walls that surround me, I then realize that I was only dreaming. Oh yeah, for there's a God and a little old padre, and I'm gonna strut at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as a lemonade of the green grass of home. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, beside you all the way.
stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die. I'd spend the end with you, and when the world was through, then one by one, the stars would all go out, and you and I would simply fly.
handed it my way.
Hi everybody, welcome to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming, your host for the next hour. We just heard Mario De Roma from his only album. It came out in 1971. It was on Souvenir Records, which is a sub-branch of Art Records. Mostly records that were recorded on cruise ships, but not always, as with this one. There's not a lot of information about Mario. Some of the notes, there's a couple of newspaper articles on the back of the record here about him. It says, he's a husky, handsome, bearded, and sophisticated fellow with a powerful, well-cultivated voice. And music with a passion, sweet, harmonious melody, nothing thunderously loud, though there are emotions that demand such ponderous notes. So we heard Mario do Green Green Grass of Home, followed by If, and he finished the set with My Way. And I just love how all those songs are usually done in a more somber way, but he kind of gave them a little swing. Those are all from his album called This Is My Life, again, that came out on Souvenir Records, part of Art Records. And we started the set, as usual, with Don Hayes doing the Mr. Lucky theme from his album. A fun evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin organ and piano. All right, so coming up next, pretty special performer, I think. This woman, Chris Owens, and some of you who maybe spent time in New Orleans have perhaps seen her. She was a French Quarter fixture since the early 60s. She was a performer, club owner, and entrepreneur. It says here on this album, she did three albums. This was the first of her three albums, An Evening with Chris Owens from 1973. And it says here on the liner notes, when you spend an evening with Chris Owens at her 809 Club at 500 Bourbon Street in New Orleans, you will see versatility and real showmanship in combining her dancing and singing talents. From the moment she enters the stage into the spotlight, she has captivated the audience with her beauty and talent. And so yeah, let's play a little bit, give you a little set of her stuff, and I'm going to start with a song that she kind of co-opted from Jerry Reed. He has a song called Alabama Wild Man, and she turned it into this song called Texas Wild Woman. So from her album, An Evening with Chris Owens, let's hear Texas Wild Woman.
Texas preacher. My mama was a dedicated Sunday school teacher. My brother went to college, got his PhD. Mama said the only dud in the family was me. She said, girl, you're never gonna amount to a thing. The way you dance around the house with that music box thing. Hang around them chip joints all the time. Making music like a wild girl, then lost your mind. Going, oh, sock it to me. Oh, what's that supposed to mean? Oh, girl, you're just a wild woman. Mama told me, girl, I've had enough. Pack up your music and pack up your stuff. So I left home to sing in front of a band. Called myself a Texas wild woman. I worked all the joints from the east to the west. Making no money, baby, I was starving to death. Living off of coffee and cold sardines. Soda crackers and pork and beans. Went to Music City, USA. Said I'm a Texas wild woman and I'm here to stay. Took my guitar, Joe, you know what I'm talking about. Made a little record and we put it out. With me going, oh, sock it to me. I hook it, girl, hook it. I play that guitar, let me hear it. Like a city block long. This Texas wild woman could do no wrong. Selling them records and doing them shows. And people love me everywhere I go. But a funny thing happened about a week or so back. I did a show in my hometown and the place was packed. Guess who was sitting on that front row seat? My mama, great up if he let me be. Going, oh, suckity mama, wild woman. I hook it, girl, hook it. I do that number, show him, darling. Dude, go ahead. Sock it to your mama, wild woman. Put it to me. Put it to me. Keep those checks coming in. Next week, we're going to pave the driveway. All right, everybody. Clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands.
La Historia de El Guajiro. This is a story of El Guajiro that humble Latin country gentleman who toils on his land from sunrise to sunset. And like most country folks, he sings his laments about the things that are closest to his heart. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. He sings about the flickering stars that light his sky, and about the moon and the sun when it rises and when it sets. He sings about the mountains and the rivers, but most of all, he sings about a girl that perhaps he loved once, long ago. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. But they're not always sad melodies, for when Saturday night rolls around, he forgets his troubles, and his music becomes gay and rhythmic. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más. Vamos pel monte Guajiro, calle se goza mucho más.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge on WFMU, live from Jersey City. We just heard a set from Chris Owens, the amazing Chris Owens. She started with Texas Wild Woman and then went into Going Back to Miami, which is a Wayne Cochran song. And I can actually see a bit of her style that, you know, it's in the Wayne Cochran mode a bit, which is just over the top and cranking it out. And then finished with El Guajiro, which bring the pace down a little bit there. These all come from her 1973 album called An Evening with Chris Owens. Came out on a label called Watch Records, which was a local New Orleans label. Yeah, just an amazing person, really. She was around for over 60 years, I think, at her club. And there's a New Orleans musical legends park with statues, and they've got Fats Domino, Pete Fountain, Alan Toussaint, Irma Thomas, Al Hurt, Ronnie Cole, Louis Prima, and Chris Owens. So I think it's safe to say that Chris may be the only performer on 21 Lounge who has a statue, or at least so far. All right, going to move forward now with an artist named Paul Fresco, and a bit of a traditional lounge performer here. And this is from, we're going to play a couple songs from his album called Love in the Sun. And he was an opera singer who kind of turned popular musical singer. This album came out in 1966, and it says on here, I mean, it's, I love the way this is written. There's liner notes from someone named Tup Turner, and it says, Night is not only for lovers. The daytime caress of the sun, its insulating warmth creeping into our buttoned-up world, can be a mad, joyous time with that special ingredient of visibility, of look-at-me-full-in-the-face abandonment, of the searching exposure of the sun's rays, adding the excitement of vulnerability to an already heated occasion. So that's what we're going to be hearing here, basically. So we're going to start off with Paul doing A Taste of Honey. And again, this is from his album Love in the Sun. Here's Paul Fresco.
Winds may blow o'er the icy sea, I'll take with me the warmth of thee, a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return, I'll return, I'll come back for the honey. I'll leave behind my heart to wear and may it e'er remind you of a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return, I'll return, I'll come back for the honey and you. He ne'er came back to his love so fair, and so she died dreaming of his kiss was honey, a taste more bitter than wine. I will return, I'll return, I'll come back for the honey. I'll come back for the honey and you. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of your smile, the shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. shadow of your smile. Now when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow. They got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks were up there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Before I knew Mariah's name and heard her I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so golden lost, not even God can find me. And lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me.
Hi everybody, welcome back to 21 Lounge, the show where we celebrate the great lounge performers of the 60s and 70s, the golden age. And that was Paul Fresco. That was from his album, Love in the Sun, and we heard him do Taste of Honey, followed by Shadow of Your Smile, and ended up with They Call Them Wind Mariah. Three really great songs. I love all those songs. This came out in 1966, and again, he was a opera singer who turned towards the popular song. It was out on a label called Highback that was like a weird little Hollywood, California label in the 60s. Only have like less than 20 releases and almost all singles. But this is one of the albums they put out. Mighty fine album. Coming up next, we've got a band called Big Bang and the Entertainers. These guys are a six-piece band from Portage, Wisconsin. They put out two albums. This is from their first album called At Harriman's. Harriman's was a supper club and cocktail lounge in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, where I think these guys spent quite a bit of time. And we're going to play some songs from them. Big Bang was the singer, and as you'll hear, he's from Norway, and his real name was Tor Bjorn Bang from Oslo, Norway. And he's joined here by some more local guys, a couple of guys from Wisconsin, the Cimaroli brothers, John and Ron from Cleveland, and they do a really good selection of songs here, so I'm going to play you a little bit of their stuff. And it's going to include one original that they do. And I'll try to tell you a little bit more about that maybe at the end after their set. But yeah, let's listen to Big Bang and the Entertainers with starting off with their version of Sloop John B.
Harriman Supper Club proudly presents Bing Bang and the Entertainers. And now, here's Bing Bang.
Thank you, isn't that very nice? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Harriman's. I'd like to do a calypso for you. Sloop John B.
Oh, we came under Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Up around the Nassau town, we did roam, drinking all night,
drinking all night.
Oh, we got in a fight,
got in a fight.
Oh, I feel so break up, I wanna go home. So hoist up to John B. Sells,
but
see how the mainsail set. Oh, send for the captain to show. Oh, let me go home. Let me go home. Let me go home. Oh, I feel some breakup. I wanna go home. Hoist up to John B. Sells. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain to shore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home. Oh, I feel so break up. I wanna go home. First mate, he got drunk. Break up the people's trunk. Constable come aboard and take him away.
Take him away.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, please.
Mr. Johnson, please.
Oh, won't you leave me alone? Oh, I feel so break up. I wanna go home. So,
hoist up the John B. sail.
Hoist up the John B. sail.
See how the mainsail set.
Send
for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I wanna go home. I feel so break up. I wanna go home. Cha cha cha. Are you guys ready for the next one? Born free because your uncle is a doctor. Born free. Born free. As the wind blows, free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you, and world still astounds you each time you look at the stars. Say, as the roaring tide, and there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, and only worth living, 'cause you're born free. Do one we recorded about 8-10 months ago, A Repeated Life. This is actually a true story.
I was watching a little boy in my store looking at some toys, but his little face was sad. Looking at toys he wished he had. I walked up and said hi to him. He looked up but didn't grin. I said, do you see some your daddy might buy? When he spoke, he began to cry. If daddy was here, he'd buy me everything. Football, guns, and a choo-choo train. But mommy said he won't be back no more. My daddy died in the Vietnam War. He said to son, it doesn't seem long since my daddy's been gone from home. But to me it's a mighty long time to be left alone from a daddy like mine. The little boy turned to walk away. I asked him if he'd like to stay, take any toys that he could see. For what he didn't know, the same happened to me. If daddy was here, he'd buy me everything. football, guns, and a choo-choo train. But mommy said he won't be back no more. My daddy died in the Vietnam War.
Going to do a song. We only do once a week because it is so hard to sing. Delilah, one by Tom Jones.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadow of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out on my mind. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she left no more. My, my. Tom Kaelin.
everybody. Welcome back. We just heard Bing Bang and the Entertainers from their album Big Bang and the Entertainers at Harriman's. They did, started out with Sloop John B. and went into Born Free, which a lot of people do that one. I see that one on a lot of lounge records, but I don't play it that often. But that was a nice version. Followed by Repeated Life, which was an original they did with a sort of sad story. And then finished it up with Delilah, which they only play once a week because it's really hard. That's, again, from their 1969 album. And it was on a label called Kooka Records that was It was a record label and recording studio from Sauk City, Wisconsin, in the 60s and 70s. In the background right now, we're listening to Lynn Larson from his album, The Organ Stop Pizza Presents Larson. He's actually playing... he's playing this huge Wurlitzer theater organ here that was originally from Grauman's Hollywood Egyptian Theater, where it was installed in 1922. And this is one of the songs I played this morning for a little segment I've been doing in Wake and Bake called Let's Get Organized. And this is him doing Chattanooga Choo Choo, which you can hear literally all the bells and whistles that were built into the organ, which helped people play along to the silent films. So let's listen to a little bit of Lynn doing Chattanooga Choo Choo. Alright, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in this week to 21 Lounge. Finishing up here with Lynn Larson doing It's a Small World After All, where he goes around the world. Stay tuned for Becky with Honky Tonk Radio Girl. She'll be right up. And then Sydney will be here from 9 to midnight. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thanks again for joining me, and see you again next week.
Honky-tonk radio girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. My name's Becky, and I play country music for you every week from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, except for last week. I was in various cities in Europe at the time. I was in Amsterdam and Lisbon. So thank you, Scott Williams, for filling in. It's great. Whenever Scott fills in for me, he's just like really happy that he did it and grateful because he gets to play that kind of stuff. And there are only so many folks that can, really fill in for the show. So everyone that's ever done it, I'm very grateful. When you let me go on trips and stuff like that, or be sick. Thanks for letting me go on trips and be sick to all my fellow WFMU DJs. Anyway, I brought some records. Let's listen to them. And we'll start with Any Old Time by Webb Pierce. You're listening to WFMU.
Any old time. I played the game unfair.
don't know.